reach the island. The show. My name's Dave, aka Canada Dry, and this is a Fistful of Podcasts from FistfulPodcast.com. Back for another great week. There's something that's we've got to talk about, and it's driving me crazy, and I want to get to it, but first I have to introduce my co-host. First, one Mr. Andrew J. Hubbard. Esquire.
Whoa.
Oh, hey.
Andrew Bergevin.
Hey, David, why was the archaeologist so depressed?
I have no idea.
Because his life was in ruins.
Oh, I was gonna say it was in his bones, but that didn't make any sense.
Sorry, hold on. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
Europe who?
Okay. God. All right,
like that
that's Andy. Next to him, we have one of Mr. Adam J. Hubbard, Esquire.
If you're Canada Dry, can I be like Crystal Geyser or something?
You could be... Yeah,
RC Cola.
Or you could be... What's that? You could be LaCroix.
That's a fancy name.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Lotion that's been carbonated that you drink.
Better than RC Cola. Get out of here.
How dare you? I love RC Cola. Listen, we've had this conversation. I'm not having it again. RC Cola is maybe the second best cola.
You're having the conversation right now.
I'm just saying that it's done.
I feel like in your description we are having this discussion again.
Listen, I'm just laying it out on the line again. In studio, of course, Chris is over there on the couch.
I'm one of the guys.
Sex change complete, right, guys?
Yay! Yep. David's kink.
Yeah. Okay, so
there, you
check
found
it out,
it.
Guys. Yeah. Took the whole 7 days. Okay, so Lisa is driving me crazy. For those of you who don't know Lisa...
It's a seller of brand new mattresses. Go to Lisa.com and enter the promo code
FOP. She was on back in the day, and she's still on the Facebook every once in a while. Anyway, she's from Canada. And she is
sure
annoying
she is.
The hell out of me with the concept of stovetop stuffing. Are you guys familiar with this?
Yes, I'm. It's
vaguely.
Better than in the turkey stuffing for you.
I'm gonna try to describe to me what stovetop stuffing is, as if I'm Canadian, and I'll tell you if I did the same thing.
Shit, I remember. Isn't there a thing called stovetop stuffing that you just add water and you're done?
Yeah, right? So what would, based on it being an instant product, how would you characterize it? Like, what's its demographic? Who would buy stovetop stuffing?
The lazy and the poor.
That's exactly what I said! God damn it! And Lisa does not understand what I'm saying! She's like, who would want to buy this? I'd say lazy people who don't give a shit, like single parents and stuff like that, and the poor who don't want to go like burn the calories of going looking up a recipe, buying all the ingredients, and then making them. And
I have
she
to
just
cube bread. Ugh.
Right, and she's like, she doesn't understand it. I'm like, it's for lazy people and it's for poor people. I'm like, what do your poor eat? And she's like, turkey. And I'm like, whoa.
What else?
Like kings.
Yeah, like and
or
I,
ministers.
I
don't know what they have in Canada.
Yeah, you live like a lord.
Canadian lord.
Yeah, so I'm trying to describe to her, and that's exactly what I said. I said it's for the poor and it's for the lazy. And she's like, well, if you're in the kitchen all day cooking all day, why not just make stuff? I'm like, it's not for that person. It's for the person who comes home, brings home like one of those canned turkeys that's like one of those processed
Ew.
Loafs.
It's for a college bachelor that has no idea how to cook.
It's like I knew people that every meal had stovetop stuffing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Pretty much every meal. Like, oh, you guys are having hamburgers? Weird. Want some stuffing on the side?
My mom used to make that a long time ago.
Stovetops? I've never eaten stovetop. I'm not a fan of stuffing in general.
Shocker.
So, okay, so normal stuffing could have chunks in it, like onion or carrot.
Or apples.
Stovetop stuffing is
it's just
salty
junk.
Wet bread.
Yeah,
that's the point. And she's like, oh, it's like eating salty cardboard. I'm like, yeah, like it's like Kraft mac and cheese. That's like the imitation version of the real thing. It's like, you know, instant soup. It's like the you know,
how
and
dare
she's like
you
not
Kraft macaroni in with
you
this.
Monster,
yeah, right?
Kraft is not high end macaroni.
I'm not saying it's like a fancy food, but it is very
but it's
good.
Not
it has like
stovetop.
Half a stick of butter.
Sure, yeah, you will.
You
can put as
murder us.
Much real cheese in there as you want to. But that's the thing. Like, it's the instant version of a better thing is the point. And I don't understand. I'm trying to understand it to her. She's like, I don't get it. And she needs to be told as if she's an alien, she says.
What's
so
not
how
to
would
get?
You? That's why I'm having a problem. I just keep saying it's for those demographics. Like, if you're the type of person to burn calories on anything, it's not for you because you're going to put your own touch into something. It's for someone who doesn't give a shit about the thing that they're doing and doesn't want to go out of their way to look it up. And so she wanted to know the price point. I was curious about it too. Guess how much it is a box?
50 cents.
$1.59.
Adam? 69.
Ooh, you're the closest without going over. It's $1.25. And that's the thing. It's $1.25 a box, and it's just garbage you can serve to the poor
15 people
and the lazy.
So,
if you're expecting a flock of geese for dinner or something,
come up.
How did it come up? Apparently, she ate some for the first time.
Did she just eat instant mashed potatoes for the first time, which are basically the same thing?
Exactly. I brought up that too. I said it's just like instant mashed potatoes. It's just the cheaper version of the real thing. As a, you know, it's just like an add water type food for the fucking lazy. It's just like, who would buy it? And there's no other way to say it. The poor and the lazy, goddammit, Lisa, listen to me.
And aliens.
I don't know what else there is to understand.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So there you go. It's for, you know, people who love processed food. I mean, you know, Chips Ahoy still sells cookies even though you can make them at home. Right?
Oh, lazy cookies.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna have to eat this whole package of lazy cookies.
Yeah. Or, you know, the fancy lazy cookie where it's like the ones they make in the bakery, so they probably were made that day. But
Triscuits, I will make my own shredded wheat squares.
Yeah, that's why Triscuits took off. It was so much easier than the homemade shredded wheat squares.
Just like Mom used to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to come home from school and that characteristic smell would fill your nose. You're like, homemade wheat squares?
Smell.
Yeah. And you say, Mom, what's the special occasion? Homemade wheat squares.
Oh, church is coming over. We're also having some of our garden tomatoes that are not ripe yet.
I mean, if you think about it, like, shredded wheat cereal is basically like puffy Triscuits.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the same
just
shit.
Put sugar on them.
But has anybody ever eaten regular shredded wheat? I don't think... Everybody goes for frosted mini wheats, right?
That's because the regular ones are gross. It's think about dumping milk on Triscuits.
Well, here's the thing.
Without
the
salt.
Do they still make that... So do they make them in the small version, and do they still make those ones where you get like three big bricks?
The only one
box?
I ever see is the frosted mini wheats.
Yeah.
See, I have a suspicion that I don't think they make the unfrosted ones anymore. Because I remember being a kid and my grandpa would eat, and that was the thing. It wasn't mini wheats. It was wheat. It was puffed wheat, and
it was just grains of wheat.
Yeah, you'd get three of them in a regular box of cereal, and they were huge.
I remember you had to chisel them into your bowl.
It was basically like a cubed formed cereal.
Yeah, you'd have to break it apart with your hands like an ape. What were we doing back then? Whose idea was that? We're like, people love breakfast cereals in huge bars that they have to break apart and then shove the half back into the package for tomorrow. Jesus H. Christ, it was insane.
Well, but David, that's also the time where we were making tiny waffles and putting them into cereal, so.
How dare you? Waffle Crisp was a treasure.
It was a treasure.
But the giant... Wheats, the giant wheats, they predated the tiny waffle
the mega wheats.
Craze.
I feel like shredded wheat just itself was made by Kellogg, and that was like his final form of the cereal that made people not want to masturbate.
He made that on his deathbed, like that was the last one?
I've got it, finally! Tell the kids they can stop jerking it! It's shredded wheat!
Eat of my body, it's shredded wheat.
Only released in 3 1-pound pieces.
This is my final wish.
Oh my god!
Okay,
the yogurt enema comes squirting out.
Yeah, it was. It like
Kellogg's
when I watched
a sweet guy.
When I watched my grandpa eat it, he would just leave it as the brick and pour milk over it. So it looked like he was just eating masonry.
It becomes like you've like soaked up a milk mess with steel wool.
Yeah, it's like you could wash your dishes with it afterwards.
It's a Brillo pad soaked in wet milk.
I got half a brick left.
Holy hell. So guys, it is before Christmas as we were recording it, but when this is released it will be after Christmas. So all of this stuff we talk about will be still the pre-Christmas.
What do you think life will be like then?
Craziness? I don't know. I mean, I hope they have the hoverboards finally.
Just around the corner.
Adam's still working on his hubbard board.
I'm working on the self-tying shoes.
I would have gone with the hubbard board because it would have seemed like a layup.
Yeah, it would
have. Anyway, so today at work, this is the last day of work before Christmas.
No,
and
it's
so,
not.
Well, for me, for an office worker who's got a 9-to-5.
Not for the real world, David.
Yeah, well, I am in the real world. What's more real than a 9-to-5? Anyway, so I had to go to the bank and drop off all the cash that had been accumulating over these weeks that I've been putting off and putting off. So I go to the bank, and of course the line is crazy. There are people just everywhere, all these old people like trying to get pennies into nickels and shit. So I go there, and I'm like fifth in line, and it's like out the door. And so I finally get up there. And I'm like, what the fuck is taking so long? All I have is a simple deposit. So I get up there, and this is the conversation I hear at the window to my right. It's a woman with her 13-year-old daughter and her like a 12-year-old son, and they're like putting money into the 13-year-old's like checking account.
Okay.
And she's like, okay, now here's this, and there's this. And like they were there the whole time I was there, like all the way through the line I traveled, they were there. So just all these crazy unnecessary requests. And she's like, okay, can I get a printout of the balance of that account? And he's like, okay. So he hands her this big old sheet of paper. And she's like, okay, I think we're ready. Oh, you know, actually, can I get a printout of her savings account? I know there's only $50 in it, but can I get a printout of it? Because I'd like to see it on paper. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here, bitch?
Just put on her taxes.
Oh, my
Getting
God.
Toilet paper, apparently.
Yeah, and, like, the kid is just, like, enamored with her debit card. She's like, whoa! And there's, like, a cactus or something on it.
There's a lot of power in that card.
Yeah.
It's probably her first
Did you know that if you overdraw that card purposefully, they'll put $200 in your account for free?
What?
Wait. Is that true?
That seems just good enough to be believable.
If you've never overdrawn your account, suddenly there's extra money in there.
Yeah, that's impossible. Like this 13-year-old is fucked. Like what's going to, I mean, come on, man. 13.
The start of a slippery slope.
Yeah. Unless they were one of those weird kids whose like parents made them separate their allowance into like 5 or 6 different jars for different savings projects. No kid is going to be not overdrafting that first time.
See, as a kid, I never saved up for like big things. Like I'd save up for a video game every once in a while, but my parents would be like, "You better save your money for that Super Nintendo." I'd be like, "Oh, wait till Christmas."
Exactly. And that's how it was. Like if your parents didn't like give you a strict like how to save and what to save for thing, like some of your friends had, you would just blow it all, and then Christmas was like your last hope or your birthday.
Oh shit, I should have been saving for this thing the whole year. Come on, Santa.
Yeah, well, my parents made me and my brother do that. We had to have a savings account that we couldn't touch and one for, like, a car when we got older. And my mom started hitting us up early, too, like 11 or 12. Like, at birthdays and shit, she'd be like, you want to put some of that in your savings account because you're going to want a car when you're 16. Every time. I couldn't
Dave
get
was
five.
Like, I want a car right now. A Hot Wheels car.
Yeah, but I couldn't, like, even if I got $5 from some stingy relative, she'd be like, I want to put banks some of that too. Mm. I'm like, God, Mom, it's $5.
Even I know that's not a lot of money.
Yeah, this is nothing. I'm not breaking a five. Get out of here.
Starting to sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey, break that five. You know?
She keeps on asking me to put money in my savings account.
What is the deal with that?
I don't know. You had a perfect Seinfeld impression a moment ago, and it's gone now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Ruined it.
We'll have to try. You just have to get lost in the moment. Oh, so also check this out. So
woman.
I had to go to the pet store, which was also like everything, no matter what, is insanely busy. Like everyone has just put everything off to the last minute. So now normal people like me can't get anywhere. So I'm at the pet store buying filters for my aquarium. And this bitch in front of me is just grabbing. There's a display of squeaky dog toys. And this bitch is grabbing.
She's just pawing at the dog toys.
Not just pawing at them, Adam. She was grabbing them, squeaking each one three or four times, moving on to the next. Squeak, 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 squeak. Yeah. Squeak, squeak, squeak.
My dog wouldn't like this one.
Every fucking one she touched. And then, so she finally stopped, and we're waiting because the woman in front of us was buying 97 tins of cat food for fucking 187 cats. So the line moves up, and we're all taking a step forward, when at the last second, she turns around and starts rummaging back through the toys, like, pushing me backwards. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you were, like, it was like 2 minutes of dead silence where she didn't touch those toys, like, where she must have just been deliberating, like, do I want one? Like, which one? Which one sounded the best? And, like, playing out the acoustics of her house, you know, with the sound of the toy, maybe, until
none
she finally...
These remind me of my husband.
Well, can't she's only, like... She was like in her 40s, man.
Yeah, she but just... if she had, oh, like she wasn't the one with all the cats.
No. It was this woman and then the cat woman. And like, she just turned around at the last, like we're all walking up. Like she almost had to knock me out of the way to grab one of these toys. I'm like, man, bitch, you missed your opportunity twice.
Punch David in the face. Wham. Oh. You can't have it.
People are just assholes, and they just expect you to take it because everyone's forced out into the public. I legitimately wonder what it's like back east. Like, are all their cities and, like, suburbs just devoid of life because they're all their elderly are here clogging up our streets?
It's not like we have it any better up here, and we don't get snowbirds here.
No, we just get all year round old people.
Yeah, well, you guys probably live in that sweet spot where it's like it's not cold enough to push people away, and it doesn't get warm enough to entice them.
But it snows there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the people there already like there's you know you're just living in Nevada already. Like you don't be
There's no point in leaving. Nevada has you.
Yeah, Nevada doesn't have very many snowbirds, so I'm sure you guys keep all your old people.
We do. I mean, sometimes we send them to Arizona, but
rarely.
Me and Andy hand out flyers in August
with our address on it.
My card is clipped to the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Live in this 10-mile radius of this house.
Mother Check out this neighborhood.
It's really nice.
It's a popular place to be.
I bet this time of year they have really cool Christmas lights. Please drive around slowly looking for them.
They love old people.
Ugh, man, I'm at that age where I am too old to give a shit, but not old enough to give a shit. Because, like, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, Christmas lights. I want Christmas lights on the house. And then you get to our age where you're like, fuck it, who cares? But, like, I bet later, like, 40s and 50s, you want the nostalgia back. Because by that time, like, you know, you're taking better care of your house.
We've got them all in the garage.
Yeah, I'm not doing it this year. Fuck that.
I don't have any Christmas. Like, we don't have a Christmas tree. We don't have Christmas lights. And my mom was like, why don't you guys decorate for any holidays? Like, I don't have any children.
Our house is decorated and we have a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
With a personalized Christmas skirt.
Oh, no, you have dogs. You have lots of dogs.
Yeah. Like children.
The dogs really love it.
I was going to say, you have a child, but you sent him back. That was your Christmas present.
Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. His name was Felicia.
He got unfriended.
Jerking off on everything when you didn't know.
What?
And if he was creeping around, I saw it on your Nest cameras that I installed in your house.
Oh, is that what those are?
Cool.
I wonder what those were.
I said, I hope David doesn't get burgled.
I do remember you saying that aloud the last time you visited. I thought that was a strange thing to say.
Yeah, you didn't object, so he thought that was his go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I did say, yeah, I hope I don't get burgled.
It's like, oh, he needs better protection from this.
I will help him.
Yeah.
I don't think I like the word burgled.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't hang well in the air.
Yeah, nobody likes being burgled.
Yeah, the last thing I want is to be burgled. I was watching a Seagal movie last night alone in the house, and I heard something, and I thought, am I possibly going to be burgled?
But it was just a burglar on the screen. The movie was called Burgle Justice.
Yeah, I thought, could this lead to a burgling?
This word is losing its meaning. It's becoming like a Harry Potter word.
Yeah, a burgle is someone who doesn't know magic.
Well, you know, the trolls all have to flee away from the burgles.
It's a different movie, but yeah.
So, Andy, what's happening with you working in a big box store?
Do you hate yourself?
Around Christmas?
I do hate it. I hate everything about it.
You chose this life.
There's nothing more fun than a person who's shopping this late.
Because
there's nothing left for you.
Yeah,
did you find everything
all
right? No, I didn't fucking find everything all right. Like, okay.
Okay. Your fault.
Yeah, there are two types of people in this world. There's types of people like my mother who starts shopping for Christmas in August.
Oh, that's me too.
Yeah, and Krista. Or you're like me where I just remember, oh yeah, Amazon has 2-day free shipping.
Yeah, I got 80% of my Christmas shopping done the day of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't understand why people, number one, wait this long, and number two, don't like read. Like, everyone has a smartphone. Who isn't on Amazon at least once a day?
I'm not usually. This is probably the first time in a year that I've been on Amazon.
You're not a normal. You're not a normal boy. Andy, you're on Amazon a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. It took forever for Adam to get a smartphone, so I can't gauge you technologically.
I am the norm.
Adam, no, you
are the norm amongst baby boomers.
You think so?
Yeah, it's like my dad. He didn't want to get a smartphone forever. He wanted to keep a flip phone.
He has an iPhone 4.
Yeah, his iPhone is so small you could swallow it.
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. See, you're like my dad. You've just got the mindset of the generation ahead of you.
I got other stuff I need to put in my pocket.
That's two generations ahead of him.
What do you mean other stuff? Because it'd be...
Baby boomers, then Gen X, then us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Gen X. Those cool cats.
How could you when they had so many cool commercials? Like, Generation X.
Yeah, man.
Why did that generation have their own commercials?
Because they loved it. They were living it up and loving it hard. There was Nirvana hitting hard and going fast.
What year range was
Pearl
Gen
Jam?
X?
Gen X is like late 70s to early 80s or mid 70s to early 80s. Oh. If you came about in the 90s when grunge was king, kids were going and wearing flannel. They were seeing...
Oh, no, not flannel. Are you a lumberjack, son?
No, I liked not Metallica, but
Matilda.
Nirvana.
It's a sweet movie. Came out in the 90s.
No. Yeah, so wait, why were we talking about this?
I don't know.
We were talking about how much I... Oh, well, we're talking about Adam's smartphone, but...
Oh, yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah, right. Amazon. All right.
All right. Retrace our steps.
Okay. Target.
Okay. Yeah. So Target. How is Target?
It's never ending. Ever.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, yeah.
On normal days that I can't remember anymore, they're so far gone. There is not always somebody in my line.
So what is like, so when you're planted there, are you just standing there for 4 hours?
You stand there for 2 hours and then you get a break, unless they forget about you, and then you'll stand there for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, usually the breaks.
I've learned that I can't take my lunch outside of Target because when I return, I'm like, I just don't want to walk back in that building.
Yeah. It's a bit inertia going.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, man.
And then on Wednesday, I had my tooth out.
Ooh, how was that?
Well, imagine that a large man comes, like, no, he does not come into your mouth. He comes into the room.
Okay.
Numbs you up a bit. Then they have to take a bunch of your blood.
A bunch of your blood?
Because you're having a bone graft.
To make room for the new tooth.
Because you're having a
bone. They take a bunch of your blood, centrifuge it out, mix it with bone, like, mix the stuff that comes up with bone, and then they stick it in this hole that they're about to make.
You make it sound like some sort of witch's brew.
And imagine that this man starts putting larger and larger screwdrivers in your mouth and then twisting and
sounds
twisting
like a nightmare.
And twisting.
Uh-huh.
Why are you awake for this?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that.
I'm awake for it because if I wanted to be put to sleep, I would have had to have that tooth taken out at the end of February.
What I would be like, what if I could bring my own shit in?
I got some tools in the garage.
No, I mean like drugs. Like, I would go and find something to put me under if they couldn't do it. Like, I'd be like, okay, good night, doc, and then pop a pill really fast. And I'd be like, if you don't do this, I'll fucking sue you.
You agreed.
Force him into it.
So I get that, and then the guy keeps on talking to me as though I'm like super rich like him. He's like, man, have you ever had Cat 5 run through all your walls so in every room you have Ethernet access?
What?
Man, they totally ripped me off when I did that. I'm like, no.
That's rich people problems?
No, when he built his house.
Oh. But does he have a big house?
From what I understand, yes.
Is did it he invite you like over? A tooth?
Yes.
Yeah. Does he have a vanity license plate that says like in the mouth or anything funny?
All smiles.
Yeah. Or
says all those things. It's a huge license plate.
Doctor Smiles.
Wraps all the way around his car.
He had to pay for it.
Wow.
But cut to work yesterday, where I'm like, okay, guys, can I go someplace where there's not a lot of talking? Because right now my mouth doesn't hurt, but the more I talk, the more it's going to get swollen, the more it's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, go to customer service.
Here, answer this phone all day.
Like, are you sure? Because, like, I could prove that I had surgery. Like, nah, I go to customer service. Okay. There for 2 hours. I get a break, come back. They're like, okay, do some self-checkout. I get that for about 40 minutes. And then I say, hey, guys, at 8:30, I'm going to have to go take some pills for pain and an antibiotic. So it starts getting to that point, and I turn off my light, and this bitchy girl that is the manager comes up, turns the light back on, and I go, I have to go take pills. She goes, no, you have to stay here until we let you go. There's too many people here.
What?
So,
I mean, did she understand you'd be, like, right back? Pills don't really take that long.
Pills here.
So around 9:15, when my mouth is hurting a lot, and I'm all bitchy.
Yeah.
Finally, they're like, oh, we thought you went to your lunch. Just go ahead and go to lunch now. Like, you told me I couldn't.
You son of a bitch.
So I walk up to them. I said, hey, my mouth really fucking hurts. And I'm supposed to be there to midnight. I was like, when I get back, is it cool if I stay till like 10:30 or 11 and go?
Uh-huh.
Because you guys wouldn't. And she goes, and I said, because my mouth is starting to swell. And she looks at me and goes, you don't look swollen.
You're about to look swollen, you bitch.
You're your coworkers.
Huh? I'm like, yeah, but I can feel it and it really hurts. And she's like, well, it's not my decision. And I run into the, like, I'm getting, for every 4 to 6 hours, I have to take 3 Advil and a Tylenol.
Uh-huh.
They also give me OxyContin, which I can't take at work.
Right.
Well, yeah.
And an antibiotic. So I'm back there with a fistful of pills. And the guy whose job it is turns the corner. I was like, hey, if all these don't work, can I go home at 10? He goes, oh, shit, I forgot about your mouth thing. I was like, I told you about it like 5 times.
How many of these do I have to take to get your attention?
Pop all the pills in my mouth, and then I go to lunch. And when I get back, he's like, oh, you know what? Just go home. You're fine.
So
which I mean, it became paranoid, like they're gonna think I'm not a hard worker, but I just had surgery in my mouth box.
What a quitter. Mouth surgery.
I think that bitchy woman that you had to deal with will think that, but I don't think the other, like the manager who was like, yeah, go home, I don't know if he'll be like, oh man, he took me up on my offer, that lazy motherfucker.
But I did ask to go home, and they hate that there.
Tough shit. Like,
it's not like that, you're gonna make a habit of it.
Yeah, I'm so glad I'm not in retail anymore, so that, like, I don't get treated like shit by, like, 4 of the 5 managers above me.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the worst. I don't envy your position.
Neither do I. let's see. What else has happened at Target? At least once a day, there's somebody that tells, like, I get stories from other cashiers, like, you've ruined Christmas.
Someone who tells it like it is?
No, it's just people... This is supposed to be on sale for $11, and they're handing you like the hot new toy. Like, I don't think so. Let me have somebody check. Like, oh, I don't have time for this. Can't you just give it to me for $11? Somebody comes over and checks. Like, no, this is $54. Like, you've ruined Christmas, and they storm off.
You've ruined. Oh, I thought. What the fuck? Yeah, you've ruined Christmas for an old klepto like me.
Can't we barter?
Yeah, come on, man. It's Christmas. Why don't you cut me a break? I got a kid here.
I've had people saying, is that the best price you can do? Like, yeah, this is
what is Target.
Do you think this is the 20s? And we're like,
yeah, like this isn't an open air bazaar, you fucking idiot. Like, you walked into a brick and mortar store. And I don't like
people. Do you
sell
brick and mortar?
I don't like people who are so entitled. That drives me fucking crazy.
I had a lady that I'm watching, like, she's been waiting in the self-checkout line for a while.
Mm.
Gets the self-checkout line. She's obviously already pissed off.
Well,
gets
yeah.
gets through her stuff slowly because she doesn't understand how barcodes work.
Uh-huh.
Like, I had to tell her that because she's buying all clearance stuff, so there's that little red clearance sticker, and she's trying to swipe that over the scanner.
Yeah.
Like,
just read the numbers off
lady,
the sticker.
Lady, that doesn't fucking work. You have to do the barcode, and she snaps at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asks for cash back. Well, at Target, you have to hit a little button that says dispense on the screen. She steps back and looks at the cash back hole for like 30 seconds, cocks her foot back and kicks the fuck out of the machine.
What?
And what? I was helping other people at the time, so I ran over and I was like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, it's not giving me my money. I was like, look at the screen. It says dispense right there. To which she hits the button and just storms out before security can get to her.
Oh my God. That's crazy. We had an issue with, I think it was Target, where like this old bitch who obviously has never done self-checkout before, she like scans all of her stuff eventually, and then like in where you're supposed to put the money in, there's like flashing arrows so that even the blind could see them. And this woman is like, she's like fanning this 20 around. She's like, I don't see where to put the cash. Where does it go? And I'm looking down, and it's these huge blinking green lights that are leading into the fucking thing. And she's like, I don't, what? So the woman comes over, she's like, here? This thing? And you see the light. She's like, oh my God, I couldn't see that.
What direction do I put it in?
Yeah, she's like, oh, what, does it matter? Shut the fuck up, old lady. God damn
That's
it.
That's why, like, old people are out in droves to buy. And, okay, here's the thing. I have always despised stocking stuffers and presents that are so specific to Christmas that I can't use it but once a year. Right. All you've given me is something that I can't use after today.
Totally agree.
Like, oh, here, David, I got you this nice snow globe.
Yeah, like, don't buy people sweaters around Christmas unless you live in, like, someplace where it's going to be cold a long time.
Well, no, sweaters is fine. Just don't buy me, like,
A Christmas sweater.
Yeah. Oh, look, You got me a sweater with Santa Claus's face on it.
Yeah, all the Christmas-themed gifts are, like, a real fuck you because, like, when someone, and I hate to say this because it happens every year, but when someone gives you an ornament, you want to be like, why didn't you spend the money on something I actually would have wanted?
Just give me a gift card next time.
Jeez. Like, everyone just passing ornaments around, and it happens.
Like the ornament thing.
I am no fan because I see that gift and I think, ooh, I love gifts. And then you open it up and it's an ornament, and you're like, fuck, man.
You're going to be.
This is just decoration for future gifts.
Yeah. Why, did you get me an ornament this year?
That's all I got you.
Oh, fuck.
I shipped out a bunch of ornaments to you just now.
God damn it. Man, you guys know how much I hate those.
Yeah, well, I was hitting the button right as you were like, I hate ornaments.
Wait, you ordered them right now?
Mm-hmm.
You should have waited.
Oh, look, they've already shipped.
You could have waited 5 minutes, Andy, and this could have been averted.
Super express shipping, too.
Last
should
minute.
Be there any moment.
Amazon 8-hour shipping.
I'm a victim of last minute Christmas shopping.
No, but everybody's like, oh man, I just don't know what to get people. Like, just get me a gift card or ask me what I want. Take me somewhere and say your budget is $20.
Right. And like,
yeah, that's the most practical gift of all.
The gift card is like the easiest cop out. You just like, because Amazon sells everything. If someone, you know, even at a pinch, Best Buy, like they still sell games and electronics and shit.
I get it. Like, I like getting gift cards, but there's no like excitement when you open a gift card.
Right, but I'd
depends
rather
on how
get...
big the number on that gift card.
That's
is.
That's true. There is a level where the number becomes exciting.
I'm not talking about gift cards replacing actual good gifts. I'm talking about the Christmas themed ones and the ones that are like, you know, somebody got you something and it was really what they wanted, but they had to justify it, so they bought it for you, and you're like, I don't want fucking this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get something that obviously the person giving it to you wanted. But
seriously, like, I've had grandmas coming through my line, and grandmas always buy all this shit in bulk, and they're buying, like, 27 packages.
Yeah, do you check their ID?
Because they're buying stuff for their grandkids' stocking stuffers. It's like 27 packages of Christmas pencils. Like, they'll have these for school. Like, no, they won't.
No, they'll hate those. I always, like, unless it's a Halloween pencil. Christmas has, like, nowhere near the shelf life of Halloween.
No.
And,
well, because monsters are always cool. Santa Claus is only cool for 2 days.
Right. And
it's like 24 days, I think.
Yeah. Any sort of Christmas-themed media, like the half-life on it is so short. Like, I can pick up a Halloween episode or a Halloween special of whatever any time of the year, because I love that shit. But Christmas is always the same boring-ass garbage.
He's not wrong.
It's always like learning the meaning. And it always has to center around presents. You'll never see a Christmas movie where someone doesn't overcome greed. Like, no one comes out of a Christmas movie being like, oh, you know what? I should have helped that kid with his homework. It's always I was a greedy asshole.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's kid did give away Turbo Man to Sinbad.
Right, but the whole movie was driven by the son's greed for Arnold to have
It was his son's greed. His son's own sin.
Yeah, we can't carry the sins of our sons. Arnold, if you're listening.
Yeah, even Arnold can't carry them, and he has great big arms.
Yeah, even with those arms. Well, yeah, that's why Christmas shit dies. It's like Father New Year. It's like Old Man
New
Year. You
hear that, kids?
Yeah, it just dies.
I just don't want to have to take all the Christmas decorations down.
Why put them up then? Why are we putting them up? I don't need them.
Pretty.
Well, then either.
Why don't you just have your house pretty all the time?
Yeah. Why don't we keep up
the
sleigh
all year.
And the reindeer? Keep out the wreaths and the red and green ribbons. Yeah. Right.
What about an all year wreath? What would that entail?
It would have a section, one section for each month.
Okay.
No, it's the one we have on our fucking door all year.
Yeah.
Krista has wreaths for every fucking month.
No, I have one wreath.
No, I can swear to God that what we have now is a new one from the one that was there 2 weeks ago. The Thanksgiving wreath and this wreath are two different wreaths. So don't tell me we only have one wreath.
We don't have a
wreath. We're fucking up to our eyeballs in wreaths around here.
Before it was the Halloween wreath.
I didn't know I was going to ignite such controversy.
We had to send Jeff back home because our spare bedroom is just full of wreaths.
Yeah, Wreathgate 2017. He got into our wreath budget.
Let's see, and we had, I hadn't done any Christmas shopping for the white elephant that we're supposed to do on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go to Walmart yesterday, which was actually pretty all right in the morning. And I got a white elephant, I got two $25 gift cards and then, a $15 joke gift.
Okay.
To go with each one. And one of them is the Larry the Cable Guy barbecue set.
Is it the box I'm looking at here that says, Get Her Done Perfection?
Yes.
Oh my God. Wait,
but
as soon as I bought that, I
said to my wife, I was like, uh-oh, does this count as a joke gift if somebody in the family actually wants it?
All right, what is it, Krista?
Why did you go to Walmart and not Target?
Yeah.
Because Target's more expensive.
But even
and I was going to have to be there from 4 till midnight.
The same reason anybody goes to Walmart instead of Target.
They're low class.
They're less expensive.
Yeah, because I'd rather pay $10 for a thing than $15 for the same exact thing.
Part of that money goes into your experience.
Straight into your college bank account.
And you get
10%
off, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, even during this time of year, having to go to Target to pick up stuff now with everybody rushing around like chickens with their heads up their asses because they waited the last minute, it's still 157 times better than Walmart.
I don't know. Based on all of Andy's recent descriptions, it sounds like a consumer hellhole.
Yeah, it is. It's nothing but low class people wanting to look like high class.
That's what I'm saying.
People.
Like it's the low class people that don't settle for being low class.
That's the thing. Maybe your Target is in a low class area, and it's sort of usurping some of Walmart's customers for those who wanting to jump the ladder.
Could be. I mean, but the Walmart was just as.
Yeah, they're both crazy right now.
Maybe. Well, what I'm postulating is maybe you're working in a transition Target to wean people onto Target from Walmart. So when they're done at your store, they'll come to one by me and be totally fine.
Oh yeah, David. The one by you was a breeze.
Your Target is a rehabilitation Target.
Yeah, yours.
Welcome to Rehab Target. How would you like to grift us today?
Yeah, yours is look at it like this. Yours is a transitionary step as people ascend the social order. First, they're at
it's
Walmart.
An important step.
Yeah,
no, David. They trip on the doorstep to Target. Go, I'm high class now.
I mean, sure.
Hey, look, this cheese don't say Kraft on it. None.
Listen, if you put up a hurdle, people will try to jump it. Not everyone's gonna make it, Andy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, but then they fall into the pit that is my store.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So in Walmart, everyone is kind of like a tadpole mentally and socially. They're just sort of gross looking and sort of fat and weird.
I was in Walmart.
Yeah. Well,
I was so too recently.
When they start, their legs start sprouting and they spend equal time on land and water, they go to your Target. And then when they're ready to be, full blown animals, they come to mine.
Just think of it as a learning experience for your customers, Andy. People really like it if at the end you say, what do we say?
What do we say?
They'll really appreciate that learning experience.
Yeah, see, and when
especially
people,
this time of year.
One of my tasks yesterday when they didn't have me on a register was, I was at customer service. This guy comes up and goes, hey, do you guys price match Best Buy for these games? Or no, it was GameStop for these games. Like, no, right now we're not doing price match or anything, but our online store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that's bullshit. And then I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, we don't do that. He's like, and he walks off, and I see him heading back to electronics, and the manager comes up and goes, could you follow him for a second? Like, yeah, I got it.
I'm on it.
He gets back to electronics and goes up to them and goes up to the electronics guy and said, they said you'd price match these back here.
What?
I was like, actually, we said we wouldn't. And he was like, duh, duh.
And he pipes up from behind the next aisle. Actually.
Come out like,
bing.
This is suspicious.
Well, no, I walked in. I was like, we said we wouldn't price match for these for you up there, and now you're going to have to leave.
Yeah, that's what you should have said.
This is bullshit. Like, why don't you just go find a GameStop that has them?
Why don't you just try being honest?
That's when you should have been like, this is suspicious, and then hit him with the bear mace.
Yeah, if you just said that from the get-go, he wouldn't have gone back there.
This
yeah.
is suspicious.
Yeah. If when he was like, hey, do you price match? You're like, no. And he's like, that's fucking bullshit. And as he's walking away, you should have been like, this is suspicious.
See him quicken his step.
Yeah. And then you run back and bear mace him.
Quick, price match this. He's coming.
Hurry.
But I've been getting that line all, like, for 2 weeks since we cut off price matching. Like, hey, you guys price match Amazon? Like, nope, not during Christmas. Like, that's bullcrap.
Merry Christmas.
They'd go out of business, man.
No, seriously.
Yeah, like, you can't beat Amazon. And you can't especially beat Amazon around Christmas.
Amazon is Christmas.
I don't want to talk about Christmas so much in this episode because it's really going to cut the life
Christmas.
Of the show in
Christmas,
half.
Christmas.
This is our Christmas episode.
No, you're ruining
Merry
it. This
Christmas,
will be the least,
everybody.
This will be the least popular episode.
It's Hanukkah.
Oh, no. There's. Wait a minute. There's Santa and Hanukkah Harry.
And Hanukkah Fran Drescher.
Come on, Santa. Light the menorah.
You think Santa gets it on Hanukkah every once in a while?
Sure he does.
You think what if the tragic irony if Santa like converted to Judaism?
He's been a Jew. He's been a Jewish person this whole time.
Yeah, well, so that's why Hanukkah rarely falls on Christmas because he can't work on the Sabbath.
Oh, I saw an ad the other day that was it was like Santa understands all these things, but Santa doesn't understand mortgages. And I turned to my wife and I showed it to her. I said, if Santa hasn't paid off his fucking mortgage by now, that man has a gambling problem or something.
Yeah, the bank is coming for him.
He's been around, let's say conservatively, since the 1800s. How old, like a 30-year mortgage, how long did he keep renewing it?
Forever, apparently.
And who holds that lien? Who holds that debt?
Well,
God.
Fargo.
It's Jesus.
God and Jesus, what are they doing with money?
Giving it to Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
If the news is to be believed.
Hmm. And I do believe everything I see on the news.
I absolutely do.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Enough about this Christmas stuff.
The so-called Christmas thing.
Yeah. What else is happening non-Christmas related?
I'm sick.
Nothing.
Krista's sick. Nothing at all? Adam,
no, like,
you never have any stories.
We both passed our classes.
Oh,
maybe,
you
I've got all my grades
away.
Back.
Well then, Adam, tell me a story.
Well, we had a guy call my work the other day, and he wanted to know what the weather was going to be like in town the next day.
What?
And where do you work?
The weather store.
The vet center. It's a
So
rehabilitation clinic, basically.
You're not a meteorologist.
No, we in no way specialize in weather.
So, but did you look it up for him?
Yeah, why not? I had nothing else to do.
And what was your answer?
Yeah, what was the weather like?
Cold,
sunny with a chance of clouds.
The morning of my tooth appointment, I wake up. My wife's like, "Look, it's been snowing." Like, okay, good. We have to be to the dentist. And we have to drive there in the first snow of the season, which means even though it's only only 5 minutes away, it's going to take us 30 minutes to get there.
Everybody forgot how to drive.
Yeah, but everything about that day is enchanted because the first snowfall has all the fairy dust in it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's why it took that's why it took them not the 15 minutes I was promised, but 40 minutes to screwdriver a tooth out of my head.
Yeah,
there's all the fairy dust everywhere.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this: did you eat any of the snow?
I didn't.
You idiot!
I wanted my mouth fresh for the dentist.
It would have taken 10 minutes.
Fresh snow. What's fresher than that?
Doesn't get much fresher than that.
Yeah. The snow is just cloud poop.
Your mouth has been around for a while. That snow is brand new.
That's true.
Oh, is that how you get the vitality into your bones and teeth?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how Dentine Ice was born.
You make a mint julep out of the fresh fallen snow.
Yeah. That's why you always carry around mint and all the other stuff that goes in a mint julep.
A pestle and mortar and, you know, whatever else it takes.
You know, the liquid part.
Sugar and alcohol.
Yeah.
Carry around
that's
sugar.
That's why in Adam's and bag, the there's always his laptop, plus enough stuff for a mint julep.
Whatever that might be.
Yeah.
I believe it's rum and mint.
Why bother with trifles?
And
trifles. There's trifles in there.
You could put any clear liquid, I imagine, or not clear liquid, but clear liquor, I imagine, would work, and even some of the brown ones.
Even like a light beer.
Yeah, like a Bud Light Merida.
Or a green one, because mint is green.
Or a
just
green
like they
one.
Used to make it in colonial times.
Yeah, back when George Washington would ask for a mint julep, they would open up a can of Bud Light Limerita.
And all the ladies in bikinis would come out.
Martha, your work on the flag has been amazing, but I am tired for more. Can I get a julep? And then Martha stands up and rips the flag in half, and she's wearing a bikini underneath it.
why did he pause for so long?
A julep.
Dramatic effect.
A julep? Like, I didn't even know where I was going.
I didn't know what it was going to be.
It's not because I forgot that we were talking about juleps and not Bud Light Limes.
Bud Light Limes.
Certainly not that.
Give me a nice refreshing Clamato.
What is
Martha,
that?
Give me some of that puss and a Bud Light Lime.
Clamato?
Yeah.
It's clam
tomato
juice
clamato.
And tomato juice.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it exists. And what's the cocktail? There's a cocktail you make out of it that's clam, tomato juice, and beer.
It's
gross.
Oh yeah. It's, it's that Bud Light Lime. The dudes always mix that shit together, and then they started putting it in that other thing.
Gross.
They called it the chelada, remember?
Yeah, chelada.
Yeah, fucking gross.
It's an enchilada. That's what you're eating when you eat an enchilada is clamato juice and beer.
Yeah, I can't think of a thing that refreshes better than the juice of a clam.
That's gross.
The tears of a clam.
I went to my first department head manager corporate Christmas party yesterday.
That's a lot of descriptors.
I don't really know what to call it.
She's reverse secretary of post-majorative underwriting.
We all got invited to go to like a box suite at a Phoenix Suns game.
Sweet box.
And there was food and alcohol and people got hammered. And I was like, why would you do that in front of the owners?
People love getting trashed at Christmas parties. They feel like they have
it's
a get-out-of-jail-free card.
It's
my
a
boss,
tradition.
My boss was throwing
up
popcorn at one of the really drunk girls. And he's like... He doesn't swear or anything like that, but he was like...
You called her a cunt.
No, she turned around. She got hit. Like, he probably threw like 12 pieces of popcorn before she even realized anything. And she finally felt it. She turned around and she goes, you motherfucker. And I was like, that is your boss. And she was like, ooh.
Fuck you, motherfucker. And then she lifted her Christmas sweater up and showed her saggy old tits.
Dance, monkey, dance. And he kept throwing popcorn.
He said, I'll throw your nice box out of here.
Sweet box.
Like, they got...
Ironically, I brought a box of sweets.
Two of them got an Uber from our work, drove to Phoenix, went in pre-games, and then came to the party, drunk off their asses.
I can get wanting to be drunk around your bosses if you're the type of drunk who can keep it to fucking together.
Correct.
Well, and for that, man, there's such a fine line between... Delightfully drunk, like the guy who walks around like, "Hey," and he has like all the stories.
Yeah, being
and shaking
super
hands.
Charismatic.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's and me. Then one more drink, and you're like, "I was the
yeah
falling out the window."
We had at my last job. This girl was going away, and so we had a going away party at this bar, and this
make it sound like she was being put out on an ice floe.
Well, we put her. It was a tiny. It was actually like a tiny ice cube. We pushed her
onto your journey.
Shot her in the back of the head with a double barrel. Those are great send off. And no, so we were there, and like everybody's like having a few drinks, and like, you know, I've had like one and a half, two, so I'm like right in the zone where I'm like super good at everything. And like,
you know the place.
Yeah, you know there. 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue. So like one of my coworkers brought her boyfriend, and they both get fucking trashed.
It's a rookie mistake.
Like trailer park trashed. And it was a fucking nightmare. Like it went from fun to awkward in no time. And we were all just waiting for the bill. And then they both get in separate cars and both drive home drunk.
Both of them?
Awesome.
Yeah. I was like, I was like, are you guys have a ride? And I'm like, you guys shouldn't be driving. You're fucking blitzed.
Yeah, I had to pick David up because he was like, I shouldn't drive home. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, great. I know my limits. I stop at charismatic.
Stop at my prime.
But speaking of Uber, the other day when Uber. I was working on one of my papers, I was like, I'm going to try this Uber Eats.
Okay.
Except all the restaurants were kind of shitty around here. I was like, well, I'll Uber Eats Wiener Schnitzel. Why not?
Yeah, all the other ones were shitty, so Wiener Schnitzel.
What about Postmate?
I don't know what that is.
Postmate, I thought that you got that in opposition. Postmate is like Uber for food. But it's before.
Yeah, well, in Boulder, we had Hungry Buffs.
Weird.
But I was delivered my Wiener Schnitzel in a bag that had been taped up by a man who looked not unlike a serial killer.
Oh, good.
Was there a rubber glove in your order?
Yeah, there. I found a hypodermic needle.
I brought a rubber, your wiener meats.
Not a rubber glove, a leather glove. Anyway.
There's all three of those things.
Not good. That's a weird
thing. Like, Adam comes over, I'm like, oh, so, okay, Adam, I just want you to know, so if I die, it was this guy.
Did you, like, when you answered the door, did you hold your phone up and take a picture of him, like a mugshot?
Well, the guy kind of mumbles, he's like, time to eat.
What?
What?
And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Hope you enjoy. Time
just,
to eat.
He watched you from the bushes eat that hot dog.
I downloaded the Postmates app a while ago, and I was like, oh, should I or shouldn't I? And I finally got rid of it because I was like, I'll probably never use it. Is it worth it? Like having someone?
No. Well, I suppose it would be if I was ordering for more than just me, because the fee to get them to your house alone is $6.
$6? I think Postmates is $3.95.
There wasn't a charge for the stuff in Colorado.
What?
Then how did they get? Yeah, how'd they pay for it?
It was just the menu. It was just the menu on the price, or the price on the menu.
Well, so it's probably built in.
Maybe. But we used to do that stuff all the time. Like, it kind of sounds like we're at like a weird, awkward portion here in Reno. Like, nobody of quality has started doing this job yet, maybe.
Yeah.
Because everybody that did it in Boulder was like a normal person.
Well, I knew a couple guys back when I was like 22 that they had a business where they just bought food from places downtown and bicycled it to bars like further downtown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like the Hungry Buffs thing in Boulder, you could order a pack of M&Ms from a gas station and they would bring
it
to you.
Crazy.
Like it got to the point where I'm like, this is pretty lazy.
Well, like this was every stoner's big like $1 million idea like around 2003. Like when I worked at a record store, every fucking pothead that wandered in had this exact idea. Like, oh man, what if there was a service where you'd call and like someone would deliver you food that doesn't deliver when you're too stoned to leave, man? So like,
you've been hanging out at the Chiba Hut too much.
Yeah.
I wish I could hang out at the Chiba Hut too much.
Me too.
But yeah, that's the thing. It was just like, I'm sure a bunch of stoners who were like good at tech as soon as like apps became a thing were like nailing it. But it just depends on the locale, how quickly they adapt to
it. Because it's legal around here, I could call to have marijuana delivered and have Wiener Schnitzel delivered almost simultaneously.
That's pretty amazing when you put it like that.
Two separate apps?
Yes.
Someday they'll be the same app.
Yeah, the Weed Dog.
The weed dog.
Let me talk about weed dog.
So when you do Uber Eats, do you like text the dude what you want?
Yo, bro. No, it's like a menu.
Like, there's only some restaurants they'll get from.
Yeah. Like, Siri, well, you should download.
It's like
the
an
Postmates
agreement that they have with the restaurant.
Yeah, they have a. Because each. It depends on the service, because it sounds like I'm sure every state has its own like locale. But when I had the Postmates thing, you could click on a bunch of restaurants around here, and they just brought up like their menu from the website, but like in a more friendly format. And yeah. You just click on shit.
I'm trying to but all the restaurants near us was like, hey, you want McDonald's or Wiener Schnitzel, or you can get a sandwich from this place that's way far away, and it'll be cold when you get here.
Ooh,
that sounds intriguing.
a hot sandwich served cold.
Oh, I was going to talk about, we thought we found a replacement Chiba Hut here in a place called Beach Hut Deli.
Okay.
Except, like, and they had, like, the nice super sloppy sandwiches and all the good stuff.
I really like it when they get it right.
Except, yeah, the last two times we've gone, we haven't gotten the correct orders.
Yeah, like, the last three times I've gone, they've screwed up somebody's order.
Oh, what? Don't they make them in front of you?
No, not really.
I mean, they make, but it's like a high counter, and also there's an arcade next door, so they bring
so
your food
who wants
over
to
there.
Watch them make sandwiches? Oh. We need Turtles in Time.
Yeah, I get it.
Look, David, it's Turtles in Time or watching some bitch screw up a sandwich.
Well, if you don't want the sandwich screwed up, maybe you will watch the sandwich?
And then Turtles in Time?
Like
but
an
you
adult?
Can't see them, you can't see them make the sandwich because the counter is like up to
yeah,
here.
It's not really meant for viewing.
Oh. Well, like when you say they're screwing it up, are they just giving you the wrong sandwich, or
entirely?
Well, the last time I went, I ordered it's a meatball sub that they do there. But one of the things that makes this meatball sub special to me is that they put cream cheese on it as well, which I think really takes it to the next
level.
It's
really good.
And they didn't put cream cheese on it last time. Isn't one of the listed ingredients. It's not something special I ask for.
That's like one of the things that sets them apart.
Yeah, and which wasn't on there. This was just a regular meatball sub I could have gotten anywhere.
Hey, man, what if we left off the thing that makes that our sandwich? Cool, and they just slide it out to you?
Well, the time before that, it's not like we ordered all together. Like, I ordered with my wife, and then Adam ordered with his girlfriend, and then, like, her brother ordered separately.
Mm-hmm.
And every single sandwich was wrong.
Mine wasn't.
single sandwich.
Mine was maybe better than usual.
Yeah, because they took all the stuff that was supposed to be on my regular sandwich. Like, oh, let's just dump it on this one.
Yeah.
So they screwed up yours in a positive way.
My boss bought us Jimmy John's the other day when we were having a really long meeting. And he orders it on his phone, which I do. And I ordered like the Vito or whatever, which is like an Italian sub
salami,
and it's supposed to have all the meat, cheese, lettuce,
all the meat,
hot peppers, all this stuff, and we all get them and there's no vegetables on any of them. It's just meat.
Well, they're
a
freaky
slice
fast
of cheese,
but
and
they're
a
not
friggin'
freaky
bun.
Accurate.
I've exactly. never really had any problems at Jimmy John's.
Our Jimmy John's is pretty good.
We opened our sandwiches and we're like, the hell is this? And like, you know, they
what
tried
the fuck, Jimmy?
Because there was like a strand of loose shredded lettuce on somebody's paper.
Jimmy John's is fucking garbage compared to Jersey Mike's.
Yeah,
and I'll punch anyone
here.
Else who says
we,
that. Otherwise.
I went to Jersey Mike's once and I just wasn't impressed.
Alex and I went back and it was so good.
Okay, I've been meaning to try it again.
Jersey Mike's is great. But and the guy who owns Jimmy John's is like a real dickhead.
Is it?
Well, the guy who owns Papa John's just got a removed as CEO.
Ooh.
What did he do?
He kept on saying those things about the NFL.
These
people aren't patriots. He's basically taking the Trump sideline.
I guess I haven't
heard about that.
Well, this is the same guy who was like, if I had to give my employees insurance, I'd have to charge 5 cents more a pizza. And everybody was like, yeah, that's fine. He goes, nah, fuck it.
That seems reasonable.
I won't do either.
Yeah, I guess I haven't kept up on Papa John news. Maybe he could be the next Jared Fogle.
You mean arrested?
Yeah, take the country by storm. But it doesn't have to be for the same thing. He could have like a sex dungeon or something like that. Maybe he's a murderer.
Or a sex / murder dungeon.
Yeah, he can put his own spin on any of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I'll let him. He'll have creative license over the project. I just want to see it follow through.
Go down in the sex dungeon. It's nothing but rolling pins and pizza cutters.
We just want the movie rights.
Yeah, I gotta deal with Fox.
Okay, guys, is this a movie? I'm gonna give you the title.
Okay, give us the pitch.
Cursing Home.
Steeple your hands, David.
It's called Cursing Home. It's about old people in a nursing home that are witches.
And they hate
young people? I don't know. They're trying to curse them or some shit.
Point of clarification. Are Adam and I Lloyd Kaufman and some other douche from Troma?
Yes. Yes, you are.
You're hired.
Question, am I Lloyd Kaufman?
Yeah. I think David looks around, he's in his office in New York. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think he would definitely make that. I don't think any director worth their salt would.
I'm not worth any salt, so.
Yeah, so I mean,
saltless.
Do it.
In fact, they were like, hey, your blood pressure's way too high. Don't have any salt. And I'm like, I know the perfect profession.
Speaking of movies, I have a really specific complaint about cameras. So YouTube is always constantly shoving Nikon commercials in my face. So it's like, and the most infuriating one is, it's this woman, she's like, yeah, I own my own business and I make cast iron wine holders or something. She's like, I have a do-it-myself channel on YouTube, so I need a great camera. And you know, it's the best it can offer. She is fucking filming herself with a $4,000 camera and is like pitching it to fucking YouTubers. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that, yeah, okay, yeah. Wait, you want to really rock YouTube? Buy a fucking $4,000 camera with a goddamn 50 megapixel sensor. Just stream everything in 4K so everyone will see how your fucking wine holders are made.
You'll be making that $4,000 back in no time in resolution alone.
That is the most, that is the most tone deaf commercial I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Well, David, that's almost every alcohol and car commercial for me. Like, you know, the alcohol commercial is like, you want to fuck, don't you? I'm like, I suppose I do. It's either, hey, you're a fancy man that loves to fuck, drink vodka, or hey, you're an idiot that loves beer, yell a lot.
Well, so you're saying in your scenario, the vodka is out of your price range, but you want it?
Well, no, it's just I don't think that they're targeting anybody except for two. They're not targeting middle class people.
They're targeting the two extremes.
They're targeting photographers, because they obviously are spying on my Facebook and all my, you know, Instagram posts and shit, and they're like, oh, this guy likes photography, let's pitch him that. I've seen one commercial for the camera I can afford and fucking umpteen zillion for the fucking $4,000 one.
See, and I don't, okay, so I have a problem with my YouTube right now where there's two commercials that come on.
Okay.
Almost the only two commercials I've been seeing these days is one that, and they're each about a minute and 30 seconds. One goes, And it starts off with this person. He starts getting sketched in. He's like, I have HIV. And I'm like, okay, whoa. Hold on.
I just started seeing that one last night.
And it's these people.
Oh,
like,
no.
And they're advertising to me like an HIV drug. I was like, why is this happening?
I take that back. Okay, so yeah, I get what you're putting down. Because last night when I was watching YouTube, I saw in three in a row medications for schizophrenia.
YouTube has picked up on some signs in your searches.
Yeah.
The other one I got was it starts off and it's like, do you suffer from depression? Depression so bad that you just want to murder yourself? Like, oh god.
A little extreme. Yeah, so
like,
I guess
maybe YouTube just has to take some shots in the dark every once in a while. Swing for the fences and see what sticks.
Oh, I'm sure with certain commercials, I'm sure the advertisers are like, you know, spread it wide. We don't know.
Just get it out there. We don't care who sees it.
But like targeted advertising, so that's the thing. Like, I'm getting nothing but Nikon commercials and now schizophrenia medication commercials. And I don't know, where are you pulling this from? There are so many commercials on the internet. Why stick with those two?
Some sort of study has been done that a lot of photographers are also schizophrenic.
Oh, he's an artist. He must be crazy.
He's two minds about photography.
Listen, I'm two minds about a lot of things. Well, okay, so Adam, do you watch a lot of YouTube?
Kinda.
I'm curious, since, you know, there's so many places to get content. It's hard to find. It's hard to, like, what's the word? Connect with people on, like, cultural things anymore, unless they're super huge, like Stranger Things or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love
so, like,
that show.
What are you guys watching on YouTube?
I watch a lot of Good Mythical Morning.
Yeah, that's been coming up in my feed. I haven't taken the plunge yet.
They're pretty funny. They used to do like one 10-minute show every day, but now they do like four, and it's kind of like Saturday Night Live now, where some of them are really funny and some of them are just hit and miss.
Yeah,
I mean, so it's like a sketch comedy thing?
No, it's two guys, and it's like a little...
It's more like a Regis and Kelly, like, talk show sort of
Regis
thing.
Regis and Kelly combined with some sort of jackassery. Like, hey, we watched one where it was weird street foods, and like, they had to eat a food, and then guess which country it came from, and then try to hit that country with a dart on a map.
What the fuck?
And it was like a contest. But like some of the stuff they get presented with, is the last thing they got presented with was a Peruvian whole guinea pig.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And they have to eat it.
Oh.
Okay. So what else are you watching? Because I've got like three or four channels that I usually Funhouse.
Funhouse.
Yeah, Funhouse is really good.
What's that?
It's a bunch of guys that they're part of Rooster Teeth, but they used to be Inside Gaming with Machinima, and they just do funny gameplay stuff.
Okay.
Oh, man, I don't know if I could actually find that video.
I kind of feel like I know where you guys lean on YouTube now.
Well, the two things that I'm keeping tabs on YouTube recently are Postmodern Jukebox, so I see the new stuff that they put out, and another channel called Oats Studios.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
No.
It's did you ever see District 9?
Yeah.
The guy that director, Neil Blomkamp. He did District 9, Elysium, Chappie, and maybe that's it.
That's it right now.
It's a YouTube channel that he's running, and it's basically just a collection of short like concept films that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're putting out these, they're all different ideas, and they're, I think what he said is they're kind of seeing what gets traction, what people are interested in, and they could, any one of them could be made into a full-length movie.
That's interesting. Yeah, he definitely has a unique style, because all three of those movies have that same feeling about them, that weird technological
There's some very
edge.
Interesting little short films that he has on there.
Yeah, so I bet that would be interesting. Because I'm running out of content for the channels I usually pick up. Like, I watch Electra Boom, which is, if you haven't watched that, watch one video. It's this Iranian electrical engineer who moved to Canada who now, like, blows up capacitors for a million people a video. I watched the 8-Bit Guy and 8-Bit Keys. Of course, Cinemassacre.
Brutal Moose.
And Brutal Moose. And Fail Army. I love all those. I need something else, because I'm now just like hanging on every new video that comes out.
You can check out Oat Studios, but they don't really have a ton of content right now. It's sort of slow to release stuff.
Okay. Maybe I'll check out the Funhouse too.
And if you'd like to try out a Funhouse video, there's a series that they do called Demo Disc, where they were just doing they would take old PC demo discs and try to get like play the games that were on there from like 1995 and shit.
Uh-huh.
And there's an episode called Scrabbles.
Okay.
That is, it makes me laugh every time I watch it.
All right, I'll check it out. I need a new channel. All right, guys, that was cool, but let's keep it moving right along. And now it is time that we, go to the next segment, which is, of course, Creeping on Craigslist.
I have looked upon the dark corners of the internet. I have seen satanic rituals, bees in jars, and adult infants. I pushed through this jungle and beheld bathtubs of noodles and desecrated train tracks. Still, I moved on, not knowing what horrors I would uncover. The darkest heart of the Congo and the Amazon were paradise compared to this. I'm still here. It won't let me leave. But perhaps the tales I uncover will keep you from making the same mistake. This is Creeping on Craigslist.
Boom. Andy, what do you got for us?
Now, David, this is not a Craigslist ad. This was an ad that somebody found stapled to a light pole.
Okay. So you know it's got to be good.
And it's entitled, Bathe in My Milk.
Oh.
What?
Now, the picture, Adam, could you describe this picture?
Well, it's very white. Everything is white. Except sort of a black bath towel. There's an old man sitting in a bathtub. The bathtub is white, and everything in the bathtub is white.
Okay.
And then there's an old woman standing next to the bathtub who is in a very white nightgown of sorts.
It says, offer open to men only.
Okay.
Soy, almond, or traditional.
Mm-hmm.
Use my sponge.
My milk sponge.
I will watch you.
I was hoping...
Now, David, open your web browser.
When she says milk sponge, she's probably talking about those big chunks of cereal we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I was interested in it for a second, because when you were describing the picture, I'm like, oh, maybe she wants to set up a photo shoot.
Well, she kind of does. So it says, schedule an appointment at bathinmymilk.com. Now, I would like you to go to bathinmymilk.com.
Okay.
We're doing that now. Oh, boy. Oh no. Oh, she's like some sort of specter.
I didn't get it.
B-A-T-H-E.
B-A-T-H-E.
Yeah, I knew it.
Not
you didn't
bath
know
in my
jack
dog.
About shit.
Nailed it, bitch.
This is spooky.
Ah!
It's
is
like
she
she's
a ghost?
Cursed these men to sit in this bathtub full of milk.
Oh.
Nobody's having fun.
No! These are horrifying. These are like the pictures you'd find in a murderer's basement.
I know.
I like fat Eminem.
Oh my god.
I'm glad I can't see any of this.
And she got Biggie Smalls.
That guy looks really shocked.
Who the hell? Oh god, is there somebody else taking the picture?
Yes! This is fucking crazy. It looks like they snuck into an abandoned house.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, all these men probably died right after the picture was taken.
Yeah, because she sucked the soul out of them. Holy shit.
That was spooky. I got chills.
What does she look like?
I almost guarantee this is like some sort of viral marketing for an upcoming movie.
I just clicked on the link at the bottom. It is viral marketing. I just really like the ad.
Oh, thank Christ. That scared me, Andy.
Shook me to my core.
Yeah, this is like way more effort. Like, this is the most calories burned ever on viral marketing. Holy shit.
That's a lot of calories.
But I did find, I think it, let me see. I can't remember if it was a Craigslist ad or something. Oh, okay. Yeah, here it is. So I got an email the other day from someone inviting me into a Yahoo chat group.
Oh, I saw that. It was wonderful.
Twin Foots, the TA 1989 invited me to the Do You Want to Have Anal Sex 2415 group.
I saw that, and they don't want to do it 24/7. They want to do it 21:45.
21 hours a day, 45 days a year.
I can fit that in amidst my National Guard schedule.
Yeah, you can spread that out easy. Oh, my God. I can. Oh, and so I was being on Guru Shots, I was looking up. It made me interested in like finding someone to do modeling so I could do some like different shoots. And I came across this crazy weird ad where the guy wanted to do a photo shoot, but then afterwards cuddle like boyfriend, girlfriend.
And you said, yes.
Yeah, I put on the wig and I was like, I'm a woman for a model.
Don't you believe me?
Yeah, I'm here to model for you. Don't let the sound of my voice or the hair on my face dissuade you. I'm ready to cuddle.
I'm very much a woman.
Did I read fetish for sanitary waste and used nappies?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay, we did
I
that
can't
one.
Can't do that again.
I
can't live
that
through
again.
That again.
I've been brutalized once.
I don't. There's not a whole lot more. Thing. Oh, that's the one about the guy fucking the turkey.
Why do you keep these after they're done?
I don't know.
I don't know why I keep these.
Oh, you should.
Here's a very short one.
Keep the images just in case we ever want to put a book out and we'll have like pictures in it, like a tell-all book later.
This guy
I like
is
this
in
picture.
His,
okay.
This one's entitled Looking to Get into Porn.
Oh, who isn't?
And his license info is Blowjob Master.
Uh-oh.
That's he's a master, to put on a resume, huh?
He's a master at receiving blowjobs or a master at performing blowjobs.
Could be both.
I feel like you don't need to do much about receiving them.
Yeah, but some people receive them very well.
It is a picture of I'm going to assume an old Jewish man. Okay. Sorry, he's in his 40s. He's a Jewish accountant with curly hair.
He looks like some sort of computer technician.
Wearing his Star Trek bathrobe.
Is this Ron Jeremy's cousin?
Oh my god, yeah. You're right. It is a Star Trek bathrobe.
It says, open-minded. Enjoy giving oral and very good at it too. Turned on by being talked too dirty and taken control of. Talk too dirty me. Don't mind being watched or shared. Share me around. Toys are fun to use too. And if he has Legos, I'm all in there.
Here's my question. How does that first conversation go? Like when you receive an email and all your information is sent over text, and it's like, yeah, I got four dudes who all want suck jobs, so come on over. Like when that guy shows up, do you shake his hand and you say hi and like introduce yourself?
I don't know. What's the protocol?
I would think so.
Yeah, hey man, it's me, Mike from the internet. And you shake the guy's hand. He's like, oh, you'll be blowing me. And here are the three other guys. This is Greg, Colin, and Steven. You'll be sucking all of our dicks tonight. Well, how does that go?
Like, do you want a cocktail before we start?
It goes very well.
Cocktail.
Would you like a smart cocktail? Cocktails, woo! Just like that Tom Cruise movie.
Love watching porn and always ready to try new things and know how to follow directions well. Call or text. And here are the tags.
Okay.
Porn. Yamaha Banshee. Yamaha Raptor. YFC 450. Jordans.
He wants to suck a motorcycle gang.
And jeans.
Yamaha Banshee.
Yeah. He's looking for a really sweet street bike crew that all wants their dick sucked.
And then all I have left is a joke.
Okay.
Why can't the T-Rexes clap their hands?
Because their arms are very short.
Because good they're one. Extinct, dummy.
Damn it, Andy.
You should have known that one, David.
Listen, I'm too busy dealing with the people who can't label a Styracosaurus and still confuse archaeology with paleontology. I've got other work to do.
I do confuse those sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And venomous and poisonous.
Yeah, those idiots are a part-time job I still have. All right, guys. Well, I guess that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, for everyone out there, you know, so I don't forget, you know, Merry Christmas. Make sure you don't listen to this episode ever again because we talked about Christmas so much.
or listen to it next year as well.
Yeah, this is our first Christmas special.
I don't know.
And we can that means we can air this every Christmas.
This is the yeah. I'll just play this every year.
It's now a tradition.
Can you believe it? It's been maybe eight years we've been doing this.
Really?
Unbelievable, right? Crazy.
I don't believe it.
And we're still
I
here.
Can't believe it.
Anyway, yeah, I guess it's time for staff recommendations.
Oh, I thought we were done. Okay. Nerd.
What do you mean you thought we were done?
I had my cursor over the
finger on the trigger.
Sound.
Had my cursor over the shutdown button.
Yep.
Anyway, guys, it's staff recommendations. What do you feel like recommending to our listeners, Andy?
I saw Star Wars.
How? Okay, I'm hearing two schools of thought. One saying it is the worst Star Wars film of all time. One saying it is the best. Yeah.
I went and saw it recently, too, and it is by far not the worst Star Wars.
Like, right. I don't understand all the hate for it, but I guess people were going in with huge expectations, and I went in with the expectation that I was going to get a Star Wars movie, so there was probably a laser sword and some boom-booms.
Yeah, like, I went in with zero expectations.
I don't understand why people can be upset about it. I assume it stuck pretty closely to the aforementioned Star Wars formula.
It makes
formula.
Sense in conjunction with the other Star Wars movies.
Yeah, like, so don't you... Star Wars is nothing but more of the same. You don't go back to the bowl of mashed potatoes if you don't want more mashed potatoes, fuckwads. It's gonna be a Star Wars movie.
No, it didn't answer any questions and they killed the guy.
Yeah, everybody...
It never will!
It sounds like everybody's upset because they had expectations of what was going to happen and it didn't.
Listen,
so now they're mad that it was the story that they had no control over.
Well, now that Disney has this property and is going to pump them out every year for infinity, it's going to be one long entwining thing and everyone's going to be a cliffhanger to make sure you see the next one.
They also now have the X-Men, so they can put those in the Marvel universe.
They can put those in the Star Wars movies.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can't wait for Wolverine to fight Luke Skywalker in the Millennium Blackbird.
And he goes, snick, and then like laser claws come out of his hands.
Yeah, he's got, oh yeah, why doesn't anyone have any lightsaber claws? It's the future, or the past, but they still have lightsabers.
It's the past future.
Yeah, put in some tiny lightsaber claws.
But no, I liked it. There's a bunch of cool stuff, and I don't go to movies with expectations anymore, unless it's a horror movie, and then I expect it will be bad.
Well, and I really like that the trailers didn't spoil anything. Like, the trailers didn't tell me so much that I knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, maybe they're learning how to pull back on
I should
on
hope
that
so. God damn it.
Oh my god, we watched the worst trailer in the world the other day. What
oh,
was
for
it
Venom.
For? Oh my god.
Is it a
trailer
Venom
for Venom?
Yeah, I don't
terrible.
Think it's I don't think it's real.
If it is, they suck at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if it is, it's fucking garbage. Like it's like, oh, Tom Hardy and so and so and so and so. And they show no famous actors.
Anything.
Like you don't see the
Tom Hardy's famous?
No, I mean they don't show him in the trailer.
Oh, there is a trailer that just went up in November?
I don't think it's real. We'll check it out after the show.
Yeah, someone needs to myth bust this. If you know the Venom trailer I'm talking about, where they don't show any of the stars and they don't show Venom, like, get at me, bro. Come at me.
Why does every movie have to have Woody Harrelson in it?
What do you got against Woody?
Is he in the Venom movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's not. He's trying to break out of that country bumpkin thing he had from Cheers that dogged him so hard.
Is that all the way from Cheers?
Yeah. Harrison.
Woody Harrelson is a lot older than you think. Like, he and Ted Danson are, like, neck and neck.
Did you know that Samuel Jackson just turned 69?
Whoa.
He's almost 70.
You know that Neil DeGeneres? Ellen DeGeneres is 70?
The clone of Neil deGrasse Tyson and Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah, Neil deGrasse Generous is 70 years old.
Whoa.
That's so old.
Yeah, fucking crazy. Everyone's getting so old, including us.
Wouldn't you like a job where you just get high all day and look at planets? Because that's what he and Carl Weathers, shit. Carl Sagan did all day.
Yeah, they're looking at planets. He's like, I shot a kid.
No, that's not Carl Weathers.
So in my mind, the way you're setting this up, I imagine a young Neil deGrasse Tyson and an adult Carl Sagan, like, lying on, like, a flannel blanket, looking through a telescope, passing a joint back and forth.
Yeah, I bet they did that all the time.
I don't think you can be an astrophysicist and get high all the time.
Maybe Carl Sagan did it all the time.
Who's stopping them?
Yeah, but isn't he like an astrophilosopher or something? Like, isn't he more of like the moral side of things?
I thought Carl Sagan was an astrophysicist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, if he was constantly blazing and is still an astrophysicist, fucking good on you, bro.
Yeah, apparently you got a lot of free time.
Yeah.
Carl Sagan. These seven quotes made Carl Sagan billions and billions of marijuana fans.
No, wait. Adam, back it up. What did you just say?
Wait, what?
God damn it. Now I forgot what you just said, and I can't remember why I'm mad about it. Damn it, Adam!
I don't know what it was.
Me neither. And I'm not going to know until I edit this be like, damn it again.
He said something about...
Oh, all free time. What's up with... Yeah. You say free time? What do you mean free time?
If they're getting high all the time.
Oh, you can get high and do... You don't have to stop what you're doing to get high. I worked with...
I'm pretty sure you have to stop for a second and get high.
No, I worked in the trades for 7 years and saw dudes smoke joints out, or pack bowls in wire nuts. And they would not stop what they were doing. They'd be up on a ladder, light up, and then go back at it.
I'm pretty sure if I was climbing up or down a ladder, I would have to stop going up or down the ladder to get high.
Yeah,
no, they were that good.
It doesn't take... You're not taking a 10-minute break to light up, hold the smoke, and then breathe it out. Like, these aren't coffee breaks, Adam. You're getting high while you're doing it. It's like if you fart while you're running, that's two things at once. You don't stop running to fart.
I don't think we're going to reach an accord on this.
I feel like this is the stuffing problem all over again. You're
I don't
not
think I can fart and run at the same time.
Are you kidding me?
I think I have to stop to do that.
Yeah, Adam does not have binary.
You're really, like, not multitask. Like, you have, like, a one-track brain. You have to stop running to fart. Anyway.
Well, to fart efficiently.
What do you mean efficient?
Because otherwise, if I'm running, it's just going to go...
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to blow it all out in one big fart, David.
Oh, my God. All right. Adam, did you recommend something?
Then my farting is going to suffer and my running is going to suffer at the same time.
If
I do it separately, I have a good fart and a good run.
But Adam, farting and running together makes funning.
I've spent a lot of time in the gym on treadmills farting. I know what I'm talking about.
People at the gym hate David.
Yeah, because when you're on the treadmill, your brain tricks you into thinking there's a wind, so when you fart, it doesn't get blown back like it would be regular jogging.
David Lindblad knows one simple trick. Gymnasts hate it.
Here comes old stink runner.
Yeah, because you think, oh, I'm running, I'll leave the fart far
no,
behind.
I don't think
no.
that. I know I'm stationary.
it tricks you.
When no, it doesn't. I've never been tricked by a treadmill.
When you're on there for 20 minutes, minute 15, you forget all about it because you're watching TV, you're listening to a podcast or an album. You just think, and then
it's like
there.
I'm running all over the place with this
Are
TV right in front of me, but I'm really
farting?
Just standing still.
Yeah, so you're recommending farting and running, Adam. Is that it?
No, I'm not.
All right. Great recommendation.
No, I was going to piggyback on Star Wars because I saw it too.
Oh. Well, you haven't done anything else on your own?
I did do that on my own.
Yeah, see the, all by himself.
Forecast the weather.
And I told that guy the weather on the phone the other day.
Hey, weather.
Two great stories.
The price of one.
Krista, what do you got?
I just bought a game on Steam called Kingdoms and Castles. I haven't played it yet, but it looks really cool. It has very positive reviews. It is $7.49, I think.
I'm going to go look at my Steam menu.
It is like it looks like a Civilization type game. You're building a civilization.
type game.
But it looks a little bit more cartoony than Civilization. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, I am going to recommend a new camera, not a new camera body, an existing camera body, the Nikon D7200. It has the same size sensor as mine, but here's the thing. I think if you're wanting to get into photography and you want to get something a little better than entry level, but not jump all the way up to full sensors or like the $1,500 to $2,000 like crop sensors, the 7200 will be difficult to outgrow. It's got more frames per second. It's a better user interface. So this is for all the people out there maybe thinking about getting into it because they've got the 3000 series, the 5000 series, and the 7000 series. If you're like on the fence, get the 71 or the 72.
You see, Dave talks about photography so much that I almost took a photography class for my...
You should have.
But no, they required you to buy a nice camera.
It doesn't have to be that nice.
This is a flashback from last week.
Yeah, we did this last week.
Yeah.
I took a photography class and the camera I bought didn't have to be all that great.
Get a D50 for fucking $135.
I'll give you my D50 for $35.
The skills you learn in that class are going to be priceless.
Yeah, they'll last a lifetime, like a Christmas tree or riding a bike.
Like a fake Christmas tree.
Made so geranium.
But yeah, if you want to take the step and you're fairly confident you're going to be serious about it, I'd go with the 72. It's like $800, $750 depending on where you look. Weather sealed, 6 frames per second, which isn't super good, but it's better than, you know, a lot of stuff out there. Guys, if you want to follow us on Facebook, some people have. You can.
Follow in their footsteps.
Yeah, follow in literally maybe a dozen of people who've come before you.
Be a hero.
You know, we're on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. I'm always putting up stuff there. Just released a video, not a video, but a photograph of a very concerned monkey.
Yes, I saw him.
So, you know, we've got all that. Am I missing anything, guys? Twitter?
No, more camera talk.
More camera talk, please.
Listen, maybe you guys can weigh in on this.
Probably not, but let's see.
I'm saving up for like a price point of around $800 to $900. So, with that, I can get a new D7200 or an 80 to 200 millimeter f/2.8 that has autofocus that may or may not work with my current body.
Yeah.
But
David, your body's fine the way it is.
It's a little lumpy.
You don't have to change for no camera.
So here's what's drawing me to that lens. I can get a 70 to 200 millimeter f/2.8 for $2,000.
Go with whichever one has bigger numbers but lower prices.
Well, no, you want smaller numbers when you're talking f-stop, Adam. I feel like you know this. You want an f/2.8.
Right now I'm thinking f-stop.
An f/2.8. That's a fast piece of glass right there, Adam. So, I mean, $670 for that is worth the price, especially...
Adam only pays $670 for a fast piece of ass.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that's worth it. Go with what your heart tells you.
God damn it, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I say get another body, and then you have two cameras, and you'd be like, click, 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 click.
See, and that would be nice, because when one is buffering, I can always switch over the other one on a secondary holster. So...
Gross.
Gross.
You're stumbling into nerd territory now with a camera holster.
And that's gross. Listen, there's a really cool one. It's like leather, like an old... like a mafia-style thick leather gun shoulder holster, but it holds two cameras, so if you're like shooting a wedding or whatever, you know, think about it. Guys!
Look at these thinking guinea about pigs it now. Eating look Brussels sprouts.
I don't want to look at those guinea pigs eating Brussels sprouts. Because pretty soon, a YouTube star will be eating them. Anywho, guys, Merry Christmas! It already happened, but I hope you had a great one.
Christmas! Christmas episode!
And then the next episode will be...
Happy New Year!
Next episode will be post-New Year!
Wow! 2018,
so
baby!
We'll talk about the New Year before and after it actually happens.
Yeah!
Another year, another dollar. So, guys, I'm Dave.
I'm Kristoff.
I'm not interested in cameras.
And I'm RC Cola.
Saying, remember, kids, it never hurts to get interested in cameras. See you next week.
Oh, damn it.
And we're out of time.